KJAN Sports. It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school sports last night, a girls' regional soccer play. It was ADM over Perry 1-0. Lewis Central beat Winterset 1-0. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln beat Johnston 2-1. Spencer over Denison 9-0. St. Albert 1-0 over Trainer. Also, Waukee beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 3-0 to advance in postseason tourney play. In high school girls softball action last night, it was Atlantic doubling up Kemper Catholic 4-2 late rally, allowing Atlantic to pick up the win as the Atlantic girls scored two each in both the sixth and seventh innings to rally back from a 2-0 deficit and pick up the win. Olivia Engler struck out 9 and gave up just one earned run, allowing 6 hits in that game as Atlantic remains undefeated at 7-0. Also, Harlan beat Lewis Central 10-0 last night in Hawkeye 10 play. From the Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning beat Audubon 5-0 as Lexi Branning had a nice night with a 1-for-3 effort. That one was a home run. Also knocked in and won and scored 2. Joanna Fries and Emily Kirkhoff each had 3 innings of work in the circle. And Bianca Cadwell struck out 5 with a complete game 2-hit shutout last night for IKM Manning. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Booyer Valley by a score of 9-2. In high school boys baseball last night, Kemper Catholic shut down Atlantic 9-0 as Kemper scored 6 runs in the fourth inning as they made for an easy victory last night. Blake Pottebaum and Austin Tigges had 2 RBIs each, and Aaron Schreck threw 6 2/3 worth of shutout innings as he struck out 9 and allowed just 3 Atlantic hits last night. Grant Sturm had 2 of those 3 hits for Atlantic in that loss. Also in Hawkeye 10 play, Lewis Central beat Harlan by a final of 3-1. In Western Iowa Conference play, Ethan Clucky had a couple of doubles and knocked in 3 runs. Joel Clucky and Marcus Olson each had 3 hits as Audubon picked up an 8-1 win over IKM Manning. Skylar Schultes was 2-for-4 with a triple and scored a couple of runs. Joel Clucky also, the pitcher last night, worked 6 innings. He struck out 6, allowing just 1 earned run with 1 hit allowed in that contest. Also, Rolling Valley Conference baseball saw Coon Rapids Bayard beat Booyer Valley by a score of 6-3 last night. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association announced their second weekly rankings for the season yesterday. In Class 4A, Johnston is on top with Western Dubuque number 2. Dowling Catholic is 3rd. Iowa City West and Urbandale round out the top 5. Waukee, Southeast Polk, Ankeny Centennial, Ankeny, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson are the top 10. In Class 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is top rated with Davenport Assumption number 2. Central DeWitt, Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Harlan the top 5. Solon, Marion, Grinnell, Waverly, Shell Rock, and Wallert round out the top 10. In Class 2A, Wilton is top-rated with Dyke, New Hartford, number 2. Trainer is number 3. Beckman Catholic and North Lynn, the top 5, with Van Meter, New Hampton, Cascade, Underwood, and West Lyon rounding out the top 10. In Class 1A, Newman Catholic is number 1 with Don Bosco, Southeast Warren, Martinsdale St. Mary's, and Calamus Wheatland, the top 5. St. Albert starts the second 5. They're at number 6. Followed by Alburnett, Kingsley Pearson, St. Ansgar, and HLV in this week's top 10 lists. Well, John Lester, the Chicago Cubs, were able to end their recent slumps by winning yesterday. Lester worked 7 strong innings, and the Cubs won for just the second time in 8 games by pounding the Angels 8-1. Lester scattered 4 hits and blanked Los Angeles until Jonathan Lucroy lifted a sacrifice fly in the 7th inning. The lefty was torched for 16 earned runs over 14 innings in losing his previous 3 starts. Javier Baez drove in 3 runs with a solo homer, a double, and a fielder's choice to highlight Chicago's 11-hit attack. His RBI double came in a 5-run 6th inning after the Cubs were held to 6 runs in a 3-game sweep by St. Louis over the weekend. Elsewhere yesterday in a light Major League schedule, the Dodgers' 6-game winning streak now after Walker Buehler and Corey Seager led them to a 3-1 win over the Diamondbacks. Seager hit a 3-run homer off Robbie Ray in the top of the 4th to support Buehler, who tossed 2-hit ball over 8 innings. Manny Machado belted a grand slam over Bryce Harper while the Padres were putting together a 7-run 6th inning in an 8-2 drubbing of the Phillies. Phils have dropped 5 straight. Robinson Chirinos smacked a solo homer to cap the Astros' 3-run first inning in a 4-2 win yesterday at Seattle. Adley Rutschman is the first player taken in the Major League Baseball draft last night. The Oregon State catcher was selected by the Baltimore Orioles, who own the top pick for the second time in team history and the first since choosing LSU pitcher Ben McDonald in 1989. Rutschman batted .411 this year with 17 homers, 58 RBIs, and a school record 76 walks, while also throwing out 13 of 27 base runners. He's a finalist for the Golden Spikes Award given to the country's top college player. Rutschman is the seventh catcher selected with the number one pick and the first since Minnesota took Joe Mauer in 2001. The Royals grabbed Bobby Witt Jr. with the second selection. The son of former big league pitcher Bobby Witt played shortstop at Colleyville Heritage High School in Texas and is considered as a five-tool player. California first baseman Andrew Vaughn was taken third by the White Sox. Vaughn batted .381 this season with 15 homers, 50 RBIs, and a .544 on-base percentage that ranks among the national leaders. The Marlins went for outfielder J.J. Bladé with the fourth choice, while the Tigers took Florida high school outfielder Riley Green at number five. Cardinals had two picks in the first round yesterday. St. Louis selecting outfielder Trajan Fletcher from Deering High School in Portland, Maine with their second round selection last night, the 58th player overall. That's ended day one of the Major League Baseball draft. The 6'2", 190-pound Fletcher, who has a verbal commitment to Vanderbilt University, hit .456 with three homers, 17 stolen bases in 16 games during his senior season this year. The Cardinals used their first-round selection, the 19th overall pick, earlier in the evening to draft left-handed pitcher Zach Thompson, a junior from the University of Kentucky. The 6'2", 220-pound Thompson was the fifth pitcher selected in this year's draft, the second lefty to go in the opening round. He was 6-1 with a .240 earned run average for the Wildcats this season and struck out 130 batters in just 90 innings pitched in his work this season. Well, the St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins are all even through four games of the Stanley Cup Finals. Ryan O'Reilly's second goal of the night broke a 2-2 tie with 9:22 remaining in the Blues' 3-2 win over the Boston Bruins. St. Louis wasted a pair of one-goal leads before O'Reilly grabbed the rebound off an Alex Pietrangelo shot and fired it past Tuukka Rask. Vladimir Tarasenko notched his 11th goal of the postseason, and Braden Schenn added an empty netter and an assist. Jordan Binnington made 21 saves for the Blues after being torched for five goals on 19 shots in less than two periods in Game 3. The Bruins will host Game 5 on Thursday. The Golden State Warriors could be without guard Klay Thompson for Game 3 of the NBA Finals to Wednesday night against Toronto. Thompson has a mild strain in his left hamstring that caused him to miss the last 8 minutes of Sunday's 109-104 win over the Raptors. He's listed as questionable for Wednesday. Backup big man Kevon Looney is out indefinitely after suffering a non-displaced cartilage fracture on his right side of his rib cage during Sunday's win. The Warriors also could be minus All-Star forward Kevin Durant, who hasn't played since Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinals because of a calf injury. Coach Steve Kerr has said that Durant will have to practice at least once before seeing any game action. Iowa and Iowa State have extended their annual football rivalry for two more seasons through 2025. The Hawkeyes and Cyclones announced Monday that Iowa State will play in Iowa City in 2024, and the Hawkeyes will visit Ames the following year. Iowa and Iowa State have played each other since 1894. They've done so every year since 1977. The Hawkeyes hold a 44-22 advantage over the Cyclones, and they'll play on the road against the Cyclones in Ames this September. And a Creighton University economics professor predicts many Nebraska sports fans will start trekking to Iowa for game days because the state's casinos will soon start taking bets on sporting events.
It will move them over to Council Bluffs. There's little doubt about that.
Ernie Goss is co-author of a 2007 book titled Governing Fortune, Casino Gambling in America. Last June, the U.S. Supreme Court paved the way for states to legalize betting on sports. Officials say sometime this summer, the rules will be in place and gamblers will be able to wager on sports inside of one of the 19 casinos in Iowa. They'll also be able to sign up at one of the casinos for a sports betting app, letting them place bets from anywhere in Iowa.
Is it a wise move? It's an inevitable move, and we're going to move more and more until we're going to have parties at our houses where you don't even have to go to the bar. You can sit there and watch the game and bet at the same time.
Goss made his comments during a weekend appearance on Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press program. Goss has consistently argued that casino profits off habitual gamblers and that the industry's benefit to the economy is an illusion. Goss released a report 5 years ago indicating states with casinos had lower economic growth than states that did not legalize casino gambling. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.